Jonah 1, from verses 5 to 7. I know I've looked at these verses before, but I want to take an overall view and one last look at them. I do so under the title, Natural Religion. Here we have natural men in trouble and showing their religious tendency. What do we learn from these men in verses 5 to 7? Well, it seems that they all know that there is a God. God exists. These men know that he exists. There's no question here of atheism. As we are told, in their trouble, each man cries out to his own God. The captain, in verse 6, talks to Jonah, "Call on your God." They have a sense of God. They know there is a God, but they don't know him. They know he exists. They know about him, or they think they do. They can use his name as an oath, or they can cry out to him in their prayers, in their troubles, but they do not know him. But there's no atheist here. I have said that no real atheists exist. Certainly it's very rare, atheism. Romans 1 tells me, men know, but they suppress it. But all this natural religion, knowing there is a God, is not the same as revealed religion. That is the religion of the Jews, Israel, the law given, the revelation of God to men, and of course supremely in the New Covenant, God having spoken unto us by his Son, and by the Spirit leading the apostles into all truth, and their written records are before us. We have the Scriptures, the revelation of God in Christ. The second point I see here is, natural religion leaves men ignorant of the true God. Verses 5 and 6 talk of many gods. Each man to his own God. A safety in numbers, invented gods, traditional gods. Gods of their own devising. Portable gods. The Babylonians could carry their gods about. The Philistines could carry their gods about. As some people said, he's the god of the hills. These superstitious views. Each man has his god. They hedge their bets. Natural religion. Vague. Some vague idea of God. But no definite, clear position. You get this in Acts 17. Many gods, in fact, crossing fingers, let's have one to the unknown God, an altar to the unknown God, but cover all our, hedge all our bets and cover all the loopholes, close all the loopholes. But natural men believe in prayer. They may be ignorant of God, but they'll pray, Acts 17 again. They'll make their altars. They're earnest in this. They can have a variety of gods, but they'll all pray. Verse 5, each man cries out to his own God. And the captain says, you call on your God, maybe he'll hear us. You see, what is prayer though? Do we not know the true God? It's no good praying in ignorance. How can we pray? What is prayer? Why pray? Here, this variety of gods and this unanimity in prayer would be laughable if it were not so serious. How frequently politicians take the word pray and prayer on their lips. Days of prayer in war and so on. It's a wonder that God doesn't open the heavens and smite the people for their superstitious nonsense. And that leads to the next point. Natural religion is much concerned with fear and not faith. It's when they're afraid in verse 5. All the sailors were afraid And each cried out to his own God. That's when they pray. That's when God comes into the picture. When men are afraid, we're going to perish, they say in verse 6. It's trouble. In verse 8, that's not in my passage, but it's all this trouble for us. Calamity is the idea. Danger. Religion, you see, for the natural man, is something for the dying day. We pray in a storm, but not in a calm. We want deliverance, but we won't worship. What kind of help can he give us? No idea of devotion to him. There's the fear of death, and Hebrews 2 verse 15 tells us that all men have this fear of death. It's built into us. Hebrews 9:27 is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Fear is the great characteristic of the natural religion. Disaster, so we pray. War, we pray. Fear and doubt, so God comes into the picture. The stoutest, proudest rebel, when he's afraid, is for afraid. And God comes into his picture then. There's prayer at funerals. Remember, people talk about thy will be done, and it's usually bad. An act of God in insurance policies is bad. God apparently only acts in troubles, and we cry out to him in our fears. The gospel is not only a gospel of mercy, it's a gospel of judgment too. The natural man runs away from anything that makes him afraid. Natural religion believes in propitiation. The natural man knows that God considers and thinks and notices. Verse 6. Maybe he will take notice of us. And God wants man to propitiate him. And so man wants God's favor. God bless you, they're talking about. And they're looking for God to deliver them. And he must be appeased. All the sailors were afraid and each cried out to his own God. You call out on your God too. You pray to him. And then in verse 16, beyond my passage, they begin to sacrifice and make vows to God as a result of the storm and the calm. They know God has to be dealt with. Whatever they say in their books, they're suppressing that knowledge in their life. But it's also vague, is it not? It's also uncertain. It's also dreamy. It's all without absolutes. Maybe, perhaps. Try anything, any God, impulse. Shoot in the dark. There's no rule, there's no ground rule, there's no map, there's no compass, there's no basis. Is all utterly vague. Compare this to the old covenant with the law. Compare this to the gospel. Compare this to the scriptures. Compare this to the letter of the Romans. It's all some hope here, some vague dreaming. Fingers crossed business. Casting lots. In fact, it is superstitious. Verse 7. Cast lots, maybe we'll find out. Religion based on omens, circumstances, superstitions, ladders walking under and so on, pinches of salt, chance. There's no looking into the real revelation of God, no investigation of the truth, no weighing of the old covenant in those days, no weighing of scripture, of the claims of Christ and the gospel today. Don't think, just act like a brute beast and worse. This is fatalism masquerading as faith. It's not faith, it's fatalism. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. And they know something's wrong, but it's always somebody else. There's always somebody else. Perhaps it's him. Perhaps we'll find out who it is. It's not me. But when God begins to work in the gospel, as the disciples say, when Christ said, one of you is going to betray me, They didn't say, Lord, is it Peter? Lord, is it Judas? Lord, is it... They said, Lord, is it me? Am I the man? No, natural men are willing to pass the buck. Blame anybody but me. Somebody's responsible, but it's not me. It's not me. I'm not the one. So natural religion, what do we have here? It's man-made. It's defective. It's useless. It's vague. It's hopeless. It's a religion of fear. Where's the worship? Where's the obedience? Where's the faith? Where's the hope? Where's the revelation of God to them? Where's the gratitude? Reminds me of 1 Kings 18. When the prophets of Baal cut themselves and chant and dive about, frantic, frenzied. True, in verse 16, we shall meet a better spirit. But what we see here in these verses of natural religion indicates, for all its seeming religiousness, its utter defection, its utter defectiveness. Revealed religion is essential. Without the gospel, without the revelation of God, there is no hope. That is why Israel was so favored. I've dealt with no other people, Psalm 147, verse 20. No other nations have had such a thing, Deuteronomy. It's only you. And now in the gospel, God, who in various times in the past has spoken to us by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby men must be saved. Yes, the heavens are speaking to men. Yes, their conscience is speaking to men. Yes, God, Romans chapter 2, 14 and 15, God has put a rudimentary law within all men, conscience, a sense of right and wrong, and they do talk about it, but they suppress the knowledge of God. Lest the light of God in his word by his spirit breaks into men, they will live and die in superstitious fear and darkness. God is not there for the emergencies only. God is not there to pick up the pieces. A natural man knows there's a God, but it's not enough. If you're an unbeliever listening to me now, come to God in Christ. Bow before him, receive his word, but receive his person, and receive his work, his precious blood shed for sinners. That is saving. Natural religion is grossly defective. There's a world of difference between natural religion and revealed gospel religion, between superstition and spiritual faith in Christ. The gospel is not simply an insurance policy. It's not made up of superstition and rules. The gospel is Christ revealed to us in Scripture. Learn from these verses. The natural man is a religious man, but that religion is not saving. There's only one way of salvation. Christ. Christ is all.